Israelis have not yet turned their full attention to March elections, but Kadima, the political party founded by the now ailing Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, has a chance to keep the political center alive in Israel and to hold on to the popularity it enjoyed when Mr. Sharon was in better health. Kadima, which is the Hebrew word for forward, is now under the leadership of acting Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. He says that if elected, he will continue Mr. Sharon's policies. But where exactly were Mr. Sharon's policies headed following the withdrawal from Israeli settlements in Gaza? Ari Shavit is a columnist for the Israeli newspaper Aharetz. An account of his conversations with Ariel Sharon over the past 6 years appears in the current New Yorker. Mr. Shavit says the prime minister's creation of the new centrist party, Kadima, indicated he had a clear vision of Israel's future, which he was prepared to pursue.
He probably had in mind something quite limited, yet significant, of probably evacuating 20, perhaps a bit more, settlements in the coming years within the context of the roadmap. That is, after having some sort of political arrangement with the Palestinians and after seeing some Palestinian reform. Others in his close circles were going for something much more ambitious, probably evacuating 50, 60, 70 settlements. It's not clear that the Sharon was willing to do that. I personally think that he would have been more cautious. His basic approach was very cautious. He really believed in time. He really thought that in order to have stability and something resembling peace in this area, the Arab world and the Palestinians have to go through something of a transformation, and that takes time.
Before Israelis decide on their next leader, Palestinians are scheduled to head to the polls for parliamentary elections. The Palestinian vote is expected on Wednesday. Mr. Shavit says that if Hamas becomes dominant in Palestinian politics, there is likely to be a resurgence of the Israeli right wing and the centrist Kadima will be marginalized. But unlike in past years, he says, Israelis now have a wider political spectrum from which to choose leadership, thanks in large part to Ariel Sharon.
This is a very promising election campaign in the sense that the Israeli public, the Israeli voters really have a choice between three different options. One is the left-wing option presented by Mr. Peretz, and that is to go for a final status agreement, hoping that peace in our time, peace next year, is possible. The next option is really the one offered by Kadima, by the centrist party, which basically says final peace is probably not possible right now, but we must deal with occupation and the settlements, and therefore approach some sort of unilateral approach to deal with this matter. And you have the right-wing option presented by Mr. Netanyahu, which says any concession now, before the Palestinians change, before they truly recognize the right of a Jewish state to exist here, and before they give up terror, any Israeli concession or withdrawal right now will be perceived as defeat, will increase violence, will bring war rather than peace, and therefore we basically have to enforce democratization on Palestinians and the Arab world and not give territory before that change happens. These are three interesting, very different options, and I think that they bring the possibility of having a real serious debate in Israel. So when we have the decision made in late March, we will truly know that the people have spoken, that the Israeli people have made a real, sincere decision which way they want to go, because this is not just another election campaign. We are going to face here our historic future. We are in many ways, it's a life and death decision.
Ari Shavit is author of The General, an Israeli journalist, 6 years of conversation with Ariel Sharon in the current New Yorker. He's a columnist for the paper Aharetz and spoke from Jerusalem.